Well, in Houston, a member of the notoriously violent MS-13 street gang has been arrested and charged with the murder of a student last November. Jairo Chicas Raimundo was also charged with murdering a rival gang member 2 days earlier. Police say he was in the country illegally and had been on the run for months until investigators found him this week. The pull of gang life is strong for some young Central Americans who often come to the U.S. without their families. But once in, getting out of a gang isn't easy or safe. Armando Truhl of Here and Now contributor WAMU reports on a program in Northern Virginia that's helping former gang members start over, including erasing the tattoos that kept them bonded to their gangs.
Plastic surgeon Carol Shapiro is prepping her 18-year-old patient Juan before she starts removing one of his tattoos with a laser scalpel. Juan doesn't want his full name used because he's an ex-gang member.
It hurts like hell. You need to understand that.
Both Juan and Shapiro are wearing goggles to protect their eyes. Juan has a rubber ball to squeeze if the pain becomes too intense.
If you want me to stop, just say stop, but please don't move.
The laser's red beam traces the outline of playing cards on the patient's forearm. The pulsing beam is like a tiny pinprick, hammering and breaking down the ink. Shapiro tells Juan the ink will then be absorbed into his bloodstream and then eliminated through his urine. Next door is the man who made the procedure possible.
By the time they come to us, they've left the gang. They've done all the hard work. They've left the gang. And the tats are their remaining evidence of the fact that they were gang involved.
Rich Buchholz runs the gang response intervention team in Prince William County, Virginia. He says the tattoo removal program has treated 40 former gang members in the past 9 years.
They come because they are looking to be able to get a job, and they know that this is going to hold them back. Some come because they want to join the military. And some have had children, little kids, and they tell me that, you know, the little kids are asking about those tattoos, and they're embarrassed that they've got them, and they want to get rid of them.
Buchholz is no pushover. He doesn't make it easy for the ex-gang members to erase their tats.
They write a statement as to why they want their tattoos off. They have to do 50 hours of community service. They have to, you know, to give back to the community. They have to be free of any gang association for 6 months. They can't have any new criminal charges for 6 months. They have to be in school and getting passing grades.
And when they're accepted, Buchholz warns them it's just the beginning. They're going to be monitored throughout the months-long process, and it's going to hurt a lot.
All right, if it's really painful, you may take Tylenol or ibuprofen.
Next door in the recovery room, a nurse is slathering antiseptic on Juan's arm while giving him post-op instructions. After she leaves, I ask him about the playing card tattoo. The skin all around it is red and swollen with bloody little dots like pinpricks.
Estas son cartas, da una oración sobre las cartas, rip.
He describes the tattoo as playing cards with prayers, a gang symbol of how life is a game of chance, where winners live and losers die. The prayer asks for life. Juan has tattoos all over his body, tombstones with names of friends he says have been killed, the name of his gang affiliation on his chest. He says he joined the gangs in El Salvador when he was 11, and the tattoos started shortly thereafter. I think my old life is behind me, he says. I don't want reminders of a past life. Don't want trouble or people to be afraid of me when they see the tats. I want to take advantage of the opportunities this country has to offer, he adds. Buchholz says he's heard many variations of Juan's explanation over the years.
The key thread is that they realize they made a mistake.
In recent months, as gang violence and murders have increased in Northern Virginia, the tattoo removal program has taken on more urgency, just as tattoos can prevent former gang members from joining the military or getting a job. Buchholz says they can also make them a target for those still in a gang.
I think that we're keeping them safe, because obviously gang tattoos can put a person in danger. I think I'm helping society, actually. I think I'm helping the community at large.
Buchholz says so far the tattoo removal program is working. He says none of his 40 patients have returned to the gang life, and only one has had even a minor brush with the law. For Here and Now, I'm Armando Truhl.